You're listening to Air Candy, an uninhibited exploration of topics, ideas, and stories.
Get in the shower and be like, oh man, right, this is my moment.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. The music's got me going higher.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Air Candy, where we like to talk about all sorts of topics ranging from serious to ridiculous while sharing our unprofessional opinions and advice. I'm your humble host, Colleen, and with me as always is my lucky talisman, Seth.
What's up, y'all?
On today's episode, we're getting very superstitious. So bust out your lucky rabbit's foot and rub that thang-thang. But before we get into that, if you haven't already liked and subscribed to our show, please do so wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on any future episodes. If you want to connect with us online, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Air Candy Podcast. If you have a question, comment, or episode idea, you can drop us a line on one of the socials or send an email to aircandypodcast@gmail.com and either Seth or I will get back to you as soon as possible. So hit us up. And with all that out of the way, let's get into it.
What up, girlfriend?
What up, what up, what up?
All right, back in the seat, back in the booth, another
back in the
podcast.
Booth. We in the booth. Can I get a booth?
We in the bizzoos.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, talking about some superstitions, huh?
Indeed.
All right. Very superstitious.
I want to know, how superstitious do you think you are?
All right. I took a little stupid little quiz.
I know. I always got to throw in the dumbass quizzes.
I know. You need damn quizzes. All right. So I took the little questions. And if you guys want to know, this is off of BuzzFeed. They always have these little crazy little quizzes. They probably find your information somehow. And that's how they send you emails. But anyway, so after all of the questions I answered, it was like five. So it's not a lot. You're not superstitious at all.
Oh, my God. Really?
Womp, womp.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I'll read what it says. You already knew this about yourself. Duh. But you just wanted to take this quiz to see if there was anything extra kooky out there lately. So congrats. You don't believe in any of this hocus pocus and you're proud of it. This knows me.
It really knows me.
It knows me really good. All right. So I know you took the quiz too.
I did.
All right. So what's your answer?
My results were, you're the most superstitious person we know.
Paranoid bitch.
You're an extremely superstitious person. You believe there's no such thing as a coincidence because destiny always has a hand in everything. That's why you're always hyper aware of the signals that the universe might be sending you, whether it's in the form of a four-leaf clover or a broken mirror.
Oh boy.
I feel like saying I'm the most superstitious person ever is a little much.
Well,
but I digress.
I don't think it's that far off, but anyway.
Well, I would say that you're rocks and shit.
You got your little rocks and your little talismans and all that shit, and you believe in all of this. You believe
in a lot of stuff too, and you get all freaked out. And the fact that that thing said that you were not superstitious at all, there's a flaw in the system.
All right. Well, we're gonna find
wrong.
Well, we're gonna suss this out because we got some things that we can discuss in this episode
good.
Here.
Good
so
idea.
I'm looking
good
forward
idea.
To this. All right, I'm gonna close this window out because this thing annoys me.
Okay. So I want to know, like, what comes to mind when you just think of superstitions? Because maybe we're thinking about different things.
I don't know. I think of a lot of things because just like you said, even though it says I'm not superstitious, I am. I believe in certain things, but probably just because it's fun. So when you think superstition, I think something in your hand, something lucky or something that you do or a ritual that you do every single time or things that you want to avoid, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of holds all those buckets, in my opinion, just depending on the context, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I mean, I think a lot of supernatural stuff as well. That's why the fact that it said that you were not at all, I'm a little surprised.
You see, that's what I'm saying. So if you put it in the context of supernatural, yes.
Yeah. Seth's hiding.
Right. I'm hiding in there, right? But when it comes to some other things, not so much. It just makes you just feel good. Like, you know, so for example, let's say that, I have my lucky blah, blah, blah. I've watched so much football and lost Right. My team has lost so many times. I know the shit don't work.
I know.
But it's great when it does. That's the best example I can really give you.
That's funny. I used to think that like every time I watched, that's when my team would lose. So I would just stop watching the game and then they'd win.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So it just depends on what it is. So according to that survey, I'm not superstitious because it put it in a different context.
Okay. Well, but then anyway. I would say that both of us are in the middle of the road then. Let's just go that. Let's go that route.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next bit here. Let's talk about some actual definitions of what it is.
All right. Well, this is where I shine.
Yes. You're Shasta.
If I do anything right in this podcast, it's the one thing. I know how to read the damn definitions. All right, guys. So you guys don't have to look this up. This is the Merriam-Webster definition of superstition. It's the best one that I found. There's a lot of other sources out there, but this is the one I think hits all the marks.
Okay.
A brief, did I say the one thing I can do right? Yes. I did it. Oh my God. All right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We're pretty much done here. Tune in for Confession Corner. We can start out there. All right. So definition of superstition from Merriam-Webster, a belief or practice resulting from ignorance, fear of the unknown, trust in magic or chance, or a false conception of causation. Okay.
I like that.
That sums it up. I read the other ones out of, and I was like, this one is the best one. Because this hits the stuff that we were talking about, right? The stuff that trust in magic or chance. Okay, I don't believe in magic, but I believe in chance, you know, or false conception of causation, meaning that, okay, I wear my Joe Flacco jersey every game, knowing that he's going to kick it, but then he still misses. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Same thing.
Well, adding on to what you are saying is I think that it's also, and this is coming from another source, it's commonly applied to beliefs and practices surrounding luck, amulets, astrology, fortune telling, spirits, and certain paranormal entities, particularly the belief that future events can be foretold by specific and apparently unrelated prior events.
Okay.
So I think between both of those, it really does encompass the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. You know, the most reliable.
Yeah, they're very reliable. But that actually sums it up pretty good, too, because some of the other ones I saw were kind of whack. So, yep, these are perfect. And this will go into a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today. So,
yeah, because some people actually consider superstitious stuff to be magical thinking. So with the whole thing that we just kind of went over with magic, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting.
Do you believe in magic? Every time I think about
it. Never believe it's not so. It's magic.
I can't think of anything funny. I can't think of any other magic songs.
I'm sure there's a million.
I know. Back to the superstitions. All right. So why do people have these superstitions, in your opinion? I want you to kind of lead this one because I think that you get cerebral when it comes to some of this stuff. I know this is kind of your thing. You're our resident witch. So let's start with this. So what do you...
I think that it's people wanting more control or certainty. That's the driving force behind most superstitious practices or beliefs, because we tend to look for some kind of rule or an explanation of why things are happening to us. And when we see patterns or signs that confirm a belief that we're carrying, that's kind of just brings it all together. You know what I mean? Like if we have a belief, a superstitious belief, and then we see something, a sign or something happens, and that just confirms it, or that just like backs up our belief system, then that just kind of runs that superstition even further into our psyche and makes us like it roots it in deeper. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. This kind of reminds me of something that's completely off topic. I'm not going to get into it. But one of the things is like when you have the conspiracy theorists, it's not superstition. So people that... believe in some kind of conspiracy, I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yes,
it's like they get one little tiny grain of truth and all of a sudden that's the whole truth. But anyway, that's what kind of reminds me of this.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. Yeah. And you know, there's just, you got to think all these other things like placebo effect, nocebo effect, right? So if there's if you think placebo effect, it's a positive thing. So if you think something will help you, it might just do that. And if it's you think something will harm you, it might just do that. So there's a tremendous amount of power in the things that we believe. So if you believe that carrying around that rock is going to help you, then it might, because we believe we have these thoughts that give us positive thinking, right? But okay. if you like lose the rock and you're like, oh shit, and then you just have this horrible, no good, very bad day, then you're going to blame it on the rock.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does. I never heard of this term, the nocebo effect.
Yeah.
So that's the adverse of the in. Mm-hmm. It's the inverse.
Right. So in I'll just tell you real quick. In medicine, with a nocebo effect, it's when like a doctor would say you have 2 months to live, and then that person actually does deteriorate faster. So it's the whole negative thinking. Like when someone tells you something negative, and you believe that negative statement, there's a tendency to have a negative outcome. And again, this is why I'm saying there's a tremendous amount of power in belief.
Hmm.
In our thinking, right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's so another one?
Okay, so false cause bias. That's when two events occur in succession. So, and we think that like one event causes the other. So you're walking down the street, a black cat crosses you, and then you trip and fall. Did the black cat actually cause it? Or was it just that you were distracted? Or, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so we have these things. Again, it's all like this need for explanation, right? Like, why did I fall? Oh, I saw the black cat. It's got to be that. So that's like a false cause bias.
Hmm. I'm thinking of all these things that are completely unrelated to this damn shit.
Okay.
I'm thinking like, okay, false cause bias would be like, yeah, this can go into a lot of things. I know uh-huh. we're going through the superstitions, but you know how people have that saying, everything happens for a reason.
Uh-huh.
That's nothing to do with superstition. It's just, it's the, okay, well, this happens. Well, this probably happened because of X. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, no, that goes back to the need for explanation, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
when
yeah.
we, because we as humans, we have to make everything make sense. So no matter what it is, we just, maybe not all of us, but the majority of us need to have some kind of understanding as to why things are happening, whether it be good or bad.
Yeah, so just fill in the gaps. Your mind just fills in the gaps.
Exactly. So if something bad happens, so here's another example. Say you're going to work and you're walking and you pass someone who's like asking for money and you just ignore them or you blow them off and they are just like, well, screw you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you have a horrible day, something bad happens to you. You go home and you're like, why did this happen to me? It must have been because I didn't give that guy a dollar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So then the next day, you try to go back and reverse the curse, so to speak. You know what I mean? So there's always like this need to explain and whatever. But that also ties into that need for control, because when we have some semblance of control, it just relates directly to, do we feel powerful or powerless in the things that we do? And when we have some semblance of control, it just makes us feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Even though we're never in full control ever of anything.
So using that example that you used, right? Where just like, okay, I had a terrible day, probably because I didn't get this bum money. If people put those in a different context, in your opinion, is this beneficial? Is a lot of stuff like irrational? I mean, can this cause a problem? What are your thoughts on that?
All of it. I think
short answer
for
me
above.
Is yes. I think it totally can. Short answer. I just want to know what you think about it.
Yeah, I think all of the above. Absolutely. It can be beneficial. Like I said earlier, if you have positive thinking and it does cause positive outcomes because you feel more in control or you feel more calm or whatever, those are beneficial things, right? But if it turns into something that's causing anxiety or obsessive compulsive behaviors or things like that, then it's going to be problematic. But there is a huge element of irrational thinking in these things too. But I think a lot of these things have become so ingrained into our cultures and into just everything. I mean, we think back to our whole lives, we've been doing random superstitious things forever.
Oh.
So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think it can be beneficial. Even going back to your crazy example about, okay, I had a terrible day because I didn't get this bum money. But you know what? That could be flipping to a good thing. It's like, okay, well, this happened bad. So you know what I'm going to do? If I put that good energy out there, that's a lot of people say, right? Put the good energy out there, then you're going to get something back. And I guess that's kind of in a superstitious way. I know I'm kind of going off topic here, but it's all in the same vein though, right?
No, it absolutely is in the same vein. And another thing people do is they try to use these things to protect their own ego. I think this is really important too. It's really interesting. they're using these things to protect their ego because we don't want to – anything that happens to us that's bad, we as people typically don't want to blame ourselves for it, right? So if something good happens, oh, yeah, we did it. I did it all myself. It was me, da-da-da. But if something bad happens, we're like real quick to find something else to place it on. So that's another way that people have adopted various superstitious beliefs to just kind of protect their own ego. That makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, look, it's nothing but a false belief, honestly. That's all it really is. It's just a false belief. You know, it is you put your actions or reactions to certain things into some made up belief, and sometimes it has physical forms like a talisman or if I have my lucky socks or well, you know, you try to make this stuff happen. And at the end of the day, it's just a false belief. But a lot of it is fun, but some people take it way out of context, you know, and there's a lot of things that this goes back in like so far, just like you already said, right? So there has to be some kind of roots. I mean, you're our resident witch, so I think that there's there has to be some paganism or something behind here. Like,
oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure in some of them, but I think that you and I both originally thought that like all superstitions had like pagan roots or whatever.
Yeah.
And from some of the stuff I've been reading up on, they absolutely don't. There is some true history to a lot of them.
Okay.
But that was just kind of interesting because I think that initially we were just thinking all magic, all pagan, all witchery and sorcery, you know, but it's not.
Totally. That's what I was thinking too. And that's why I went so quote unquote off topic when it comes to all this, because it's not just about magic and all this. It's all like, okay, well, it's a lot of other things that are encompassing the whole thing. And of course, we were a lot more stupid of a species back in the day. So the only thing that you can really think of is like sorcery.
Exactly.
Because there's nothing that can really explain it. This is way before certain kinds of science was, you know, found. Let's just say that science has always been there, but it just found out. It's like, well, I'm going to answer for this. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say it's witchcraft.
Exactly. Exactly. And now we know better these days. So I would say that it's all psyche, you know, that's
true.
It all comes down to is just this psychological stuff that we carry around with us to explain everything and to help us feel in control. And that's really it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to go back. Let's take a trip.
Let's go back.
Let's take a trip. Picture this. Sicily. Shout out to the Golden Girls, man. Shout out. All right, so let's go back. All right, so let's go back to these beliefs, because that's what we're talking about, right? I'm saying that we were a stupid race back then. We were – but let's go back and see where some of these things that listeners would know and that me and you would also know too, like the common stuff out there. Like what was out there and where does it actually come from?
Something that I think of is when somebody sneezes, we always say, God bless you. And we say it without even thinking, right?
Okay.
It's just very – common practice, and we might not even think about, well, where did this come from or why do I do this? This is actually a very superstitious practice, right?
All right, I want to know this because I don't say that, even though I probably have said it over 1,000 times in my life. I mean, let's just be honest.
What are you talking about?
I just don't say it every day. If someone sneezes, I don't go, bless you, because I think it's ridiculous. Because if you have a sneezing fit, I'm getting blessed by like a million
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
I know. Okay, so tell us.
If you had a sneezing fit and sneezed 5 times, I would count when you were sneezing. Then I would be like, bless you, 5 times. I would say that. I know.
All right, you're not coming.
I also say bless
over my house.
If I sneeze and I'm alone, I'm like, ah, bless you. Like I say it to myself too. That's what I'm saying. It's just so ingrained in the like.
This is dumb.
So ingrained into this behavior that we practice. So.
All right, so take us back. Where does this come from, please?
Okay,
I'm laughing here.
In most English-speaking countries, it's polite to respond to another person's sneeze by saying, God bless you.
Okay.
But other incantations of good luck have been accompanying sneezes across all sorts of different cultures for thousands of years. And they're all really, really like largely tied into the belief that sneezes expel evil spirits.
Okay, I'm listening.
So our particular custom of just saying God bless you began in the 6th century AD by explicit order of Pope Gregory the Great. So it was made a law, like you must bless people when they see, right, say bless you. And also at the time when this happened, I know there was a pestilence at the time, terrible pestilence, and it was spreading through Italy. So the first symptom was severe chronic sneezing.
Okay.
Also very quickly followed by death. So that's another reason. Because, again, back then, nobody knew science, germs, none of that. Nobody knew any of that. So somebody started sneezing, and they were tying it back to evil spirits, and then someone's dying right after they start sneezing. Everybody's like, bless this person. Bless this person. So...
Doesn't this kind of sound familiar?
I know.
Because if I hear sneezing right now, I'm like, oh, Lord.
I get real tight. Right?
Real quick. Oh, shit. You can see the spores.
Yeah, I know. It's everywhere.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Oh, my God. Have you seen someone sneeze where they're standing in front of a sunny window or something, and they sneeze and you can see all the spores going everywhere?
Just like when they put the pictures of the slow motion sneezing. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, man. That's,
no, thank you.
That really makes me anxious.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
Yeah, exactly.
It really makes me anxious.
I start throwing holy water at him. Yeah. I denounce you.
Back, Satan, back.
Back, back. Mask on. Mask on. Slapping him with the mask and shit.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where it comes from. Now, are you talking about the pestilence? You're talking about like the Black Death or just something else that happened back in, because people were getting killed all the time back in the
day. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which one it was, but something. But what I also found that's interesting is that the same Pope at the same time recommended that if you sneeze when you're alone, it's funny because I was just saying that, you sneeze when you're alone and no one's there to say God bless you, he instructed for you to say yourself a prayer for yourself, saying something like, God help me. And that's it. That's the origins of God bless you with sneezing. Oh,
bless the child that sneezes because they are the key.
The key to spreading the germs.
I know. Oh, all right. Well, that's actually good because I didn't know all that. Because people say, God bless you. I'm like, okay, so what the hell does that mean? Like, God bless you?
Right, so I'm saying, like, the stuff is so ingrained in our behaviors in society, right? So it's kind of cool to go back and explore some of these to see, well, where does this actually come from?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I got one. Well, I got one that I think that me and you talked about this already, but it's laughable, so we got to talk about it again. All right.
Okay. What is it? I'm ready.
The lucky rabbit's foot.
Yes.
All right. So we talked about this back in the day. So listeners, if you haven't listened to all of our episodes, go back. We talked about this really briefly with the fad episode. All right. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we talked fads about this is because the fads and trends. We talked about that because that was a thing that people did all the time, right?
It was very in fad, in trend for us to carry around animal parts.
So I had one. Now I'm going to ask you. Do you remember what color yours was? Was it a color or was it?
I had more than one at different times. I had like hot pink, green, that were attached to keychains, and I would hook it to the back of my backpack and just run around with it.
Mine was green. I think I had a green one too.
Yeah.
Stupid, right? Okay, so first of all, you have a taxidermied rabbit's foot, and you're selling that in a retail store
to children's.
It's not like grown adults probably were, because I don't think I was definitely a teenager, but I wasn't in my 20s. But who knows? I might have had one just sitting around. So we had this taxidermy nasty ass rabbit's foot. I feel sorry for all the poor rabbits that had to lose their lives over these feet just for its foot,
right?
So a lot of this stuff, there actually is a little origin when it comes to this stuff. So,
okay, do tell.
Well, back in the 16th century, right? There actually were considered talismans to keep off evil spirits, right? Mm-hmm. So you would think in some religions, what's the one? Santeria, right? With having the chicken feet, the chicken's blood, you rub that over like a door thing that keeps evil spirits out, right? Quote unquote, we all have heard of that, right? Quote unquote, right? So get that one. Lucky rabbit's foot with the same thing. So some kind of a talisman was involved regarding keeping evil spirits away. And that's actually tied into Celtic culture, also with African-American culture too, when it comes to having some kind of a lucky talisman that keeps evil things away. Now it's funny because I used it more of good luck and not keeping evil spirits away.
Right, but, right. That's how we thought about it. But if you think about it now, it's like one and the same.
Right, exactly. Because good luck might mean that, okay, that's good, yeah, keeping bad luck or bad spirits away. So right, my fortune would be better. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now because I'm an yeah, adult and I look into right, the history of it. But back in the day, I was like, well, this will happen. I'll rub this foot. And I legit used to rub this foot and used to think that thing was, you know, good luck, which is ridiculous. I don't know why, but
I'll be honest. I mean? I was always a little skeeved out by it, to, if I'm being honest.
So why'd you have, just why'd you have 30 feet?
I didn't have – I mean, they were given as gifts at random times, you know, as we're kids, and birthday presents and just random things. And
so here goes the question.
Just
that
trying
you
to be
can't...
cool and stay on trend.
So
as an eight-year-old.
Eight-year-old? I probably had that when I was a teenager. That's how sad I am. I'm pretty fucking sad. I'm a sad creature. So anyway. So here goes a question that I don't think that we can answer. All right.
Okay.
Do you really think that that was actually a taxidermied foot? Because I looked at it closely and it really does look real.
Yes. I think that they absolutely were. I mean, if you Google 1980s, because that was when, I mean, that was when I was carrying around a foot. If we look into that, I'm pretty sure we'll see that it was an actual legitimate dead animal that we were all carrying around.
Oh, God.
Right?
Anyway, so. All right, you got one?
Yeah, another, yes, actually. I do have another one. I wanted to quickly talk about the whole superstition revolving around broken mirrors.
Okay, I want to know about that one, too.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, actually. So
I have an idea of what it's about, but I'll let you school me.
So basically, back in ancient Greece, it was common for people to consult what they called mirror seer. I can't say it.
A mirror seer?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Who told their fortunes by analyzing their reflections. So there's a historian that explained in his book that divination was performed by means of water and a looking glass. And it was called, let me try to say it.
Oh, Lord. It's like that?
Catoptromancy.
Okay.
So okay. That's what it was called. The mirror was dipped into the water, and a sick person was asked to look into the glass. And if his image appeared distorted, he was likely to die. If it was clear, he would live.
So what kind of mumbo jumbo is that?
I know.
You could have a dirty mirror and all of a sudden you're going to die, basically.
Maybe some oil on it. And
right,
just
exactly.
Like sticks. Right.
Because people were probably dirty back then. So I'm thinking like they had grease all over it. And, ugh.
Yeah. And then
that's
so
messed
that,
up.
There's a caveat to this, right? So in all the right. first century AD, the Romans added on to this. So at that time, it was believed that people's health changed every 7 years in a cycle.
Okay.
So a distorted image resulting from broken mirror, therefore, meant 7 years of ill health or misfortune rather than outright death.
So that's why the 7 years of bad luck.
Yeah. So originally in ancient Greece, it was like, oh, your image is distorted. You're going to die. And then later the Romans were like, 7 years. They just changed it a little bit.
So if you survive the 7 years, then they're saying you start over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. With your health or whatever. So and in folklore, breaking a mirror, as we know, is a surefire way to doom yourself. And it seems to arise from the belief that mirrors don't just reflect your image, but that they also hold bits of your soul. That's creepy. Okay. And that belief is what led people of the olden days to cover their mirrors in a house when someone died.
I can't stand
because
movies that have mirrors in them.
I know. Or when they are covered and then they uncover them, I'm always waiting for like
something to
creepy.
Be like behind the person or something like that, or something looking at you through the mirror. And that's
right.
kind of where you're going, right? You
yes,
cover the mirror
Exactly. The reason they covered it is because if they thought that if they didn't cover it, their souls would be trapped inside.
Oh, God.
So they want to keep it they want to make sure they don't get trapped, which kind of doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It makes sense to me.
I mean,
if I'm being irrational, I'm also from an irrational mind, it makes sense.
I guess if you're saying like the corpse is going to pass a mirror and it might, you know what I mean? Like I would think leave it uncovered to let the soul escape. But the old belief was that you cover it to make sure it didn't get trapped inside. So.
Well, no. The thing is,
either way, it's creepy as hell. If you think about every time you look at it, that goes back to the whole thing with Native Americans believed when you take a picture, your little bits of your soul are same concept.
Exactly. So it makes sense, right? If we're talking about nonsensical things, because some of this stuff is just nonsensical, right? But since we're talking about it, right, they have said in the past that mirrors are portals of some sort. So that's why you close it up. So if you leave the portal open, then there could be some of your soul that does get sucked into it. So if you're going down this road, if you want to go, you want to get crazy, I'll get crazy right with you. So that is what could happen.
I guess then if you think of it that way, if your soul's in the mirror and then you break the mirror, then that's why it's all
your soul
bad luck
is lost
and bad omens.
Forever.
And yeah, like, I mean, that is a rabbit hole. You can just keep going down and getting more and more freaked out, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm glad we're doing this podcast during the day. I'm already getting scared and shit.
I'm glad we're together during the day. Yeah, if it was nighttime, game over.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, we got to
You'd be
cut
like,
this
hold on, let me go get
short.
Let me go get my onesie.
I need my onesie. I need my security blanket. This is bullshit. All right, well, I learned something there. I'm already going down crazy town here with you. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right, do we got any more?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know like what your thoughts are on just overall regular random stuff, because I know like a lot of people in sports and in music and in Hollywood even or whatever, like there's just people do weird shit all the time.
Okay, so I would definitely say, even though I kind of already covered it, but that's me as a sports fan, but people in sports absolutely have superstitions, rituals, things that they do. Absolutely. I mean, you get guys that will not wash their jock strap.
Yuck.
You know, through the whole season of whatever sport it is. It could be wrestling. It could be anything that you wear a jock strap with. It could be football, whatever.
Can anybody say fungus?
Yeah, fungus among us.
Fungus among us.
Well, as long as you're not wearing someone else's jock strap, I think you could be all right. I don't know. Nasty. Hey, if it gets you wins, it gets you wins. So that's one I could really think of. And I'm sure people in baseball do a lot of that kind of stuff.
I'm sure everybody does stuff. People have these rituals and stuff. And it's only problematic if they start to believe that if they don't do it, then they're going to, I don't know. But yeah.
Well, same thing. I used to rub the turtle's head at University of Maryland.
Yeah.
And you rub, Testudo's head before you go in there. All right, people do that. All right. They lose all the time. Okay, whatever. Right. I got another one. So I'm going to talk about my future ex-wife.
Okay. Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who my future ex-wife is, her name is Kesha.
You may have heard of her.
She's just so hot in a trailer trash kind of way. That's why I like her, man. She's all like trashy, but she's hot trashy. I love it. So anyway, so one thing that they used to do, her and her entourage, what they used to do is before all of her shows, they used to roll around in oil and glitter backstage.
I mean, that sounds right on par.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because if you see her, she always has that glitter on her face. I don't know what she's doing now, but back in the day when I was in love with her, and I still kind of am, she won't return my calls, but that's another story. So
she's has a restraining order.
She's still thinking about the relationship, but she's not ready for it yet. But anyway, they used to do that, and I guess they still do. She's still touring. She won't answer my calls. But so I'm sure so people do that. It's crazy. I wouldn't do that. I mean, if it was with her, I'd totally do it. But anybody else, no. That's the only one I really got.
Well, okay. Well, it's interesting you bring up the music stuff, because I do know of a superstitious belief in the music biz. It's the curse of the white lighter. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this, but there's a saying that those...
Not.
Really?
No. I don't know anything about a white lighter.
It's like bad luck if you have a white lighter. And if you have a white lighter... at the very least, you could take a Sharpie and like draw something on it, or like write a word on it, and then it's no longer just a white lighter. But having a white lighter,
the hell,
is bad luck. I mean, that's just the superstitious belief. But there is the saying that those who use a white lighter are cursed. And it seems far-fetched and utterly unrelated to music, but did you know that some famous musicians such as Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Jim Morrison were all found in possession of a white lighter when they passed? Right?
I mean, come on.
Just saying.
Come on. Dude, this goes back to the definition. Let's go back to the damn definition. You know what I'm saying?
It goes back to, again, we have signs and symbols that when they come true, we connect it together. So white lighter, that's a perfect example.
Exactly. Wikipedia says it is commonly applied to beliefs and practices surrounding luck, amulets, the lighter, astrology, fortune telling, blah, blah, blah. So, So who can really say that they were found with a white lighter? If there is some truth to that, I'm shook. I will never use a white lighter.
You can look it up. Look it up.
Okay. I'm about to throw away all my damn white lighters now if I have any.
You should just not use a white lighter.
Yeah. Well, what about the last one? Break a leg. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, that's, as you know, if anybody's about to like go on stage, you're not supposed to say good luck. You're supposed to say break a leg. If you say good luck, then that's actually bad luck.
What kind of backwards ass stuff is this?
That's a superstitious belief.
All right. So, you know, this stuff goes, I'm glad we went down this trip down memory lane, because I didn't understand a lot of this stuff. The rabbit's foot, I really didn't get that either. And I did it. The God bless you. I didn't know, you know, just like you said, this stuff is so ingrained. We just do these things.
Exactly.
And there's some other things that we can talk about later on in our own lives, which I'm excited to talk about and ask you about too. So we'll probably go into that a little more too. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, me too. But real quick, before we do that, I wanted to tell some of our listeners about superstitions in the world that they may have never, ever heard of.
Okay.
I mean, this is a big, big world, and there's a lot of things we don't know.
All right. So this one's from Serbia.
All right.
All right. So if you were to ask me to point Serbia out on the map, I couldn't tell you. I know it's somewhere in a Russian-ish area. So anyway, spilling water behind someone. So that's a superstition.
Okay.
Right. Here goes the thing. Water in Serbian beliefs, let's just say, it's supposed to be fluid. So a good luck thing to do is if someone is going for a job interview or going on a trip or something, you throw water behind them. And that's supposed to be good luck.
Okay.
I would think someone spilled a drink behind me if it was me. But anyway, so So it's supposed to represent fluidity. And I think we've all heard that, right? If you look at other, you know, types of cultures out there, water is fluid and blah, blah, blah. I'm a water sign, so I know these things already. So you do that. So someone's going on a trip and say, all right, good luck, or, you know, have a safe flight. And then as soon as they turn around, you just go, douche. Right? Probably shouldn't do that in the airport. But anyway, that's actually, I may do that. I'm a little superstitious. I could do that. All right, so here goes something that if they're doing that in Serbia. This is what we do in the United States, right?
Okay.
If one of your homeboys dies, right?
Right,
you pour some out for your homie, right? Because water is supposed to be fluid, water, beer, whatever. It's fluid, so that's supposed to be into the atmosphere, right? So you pour a little something out for your homie. Because if their spirit's there, they pour it out. So I guess there's a little bit of this, a little bit everywhere in different iterations, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. It's cool how it all ties together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's crazy. So it sounded like kind of ridiculous with the spilling water, but then after I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, we kind of do that over here, don't we, in a roundabout way. So
yeah. So I'm going to actually take a link that I found that has weird superstitions from different places in the world and add it to the show notes, because I think people will get a kick out of just reading up on some of them.
Oh, yeah. Some of these are good. And there's a whole bunch out there.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some of the stuff that I actually do now.
Because I want to hear some stories about you and I through our lives and the things we do, things we've done, things we've seen people do.
This is going to be embarrassing because we're like, man, you guys, You guys are in your 40s. You guys are still doing this?
I mean, everybody is. Let's just be real. We do it. I guarantee that we probably do something superstitious every day without even being like cognizant of it.
No, you're right. I would totally agree to that. And so the more we talk about this, I think that some stuff's going to come out and we're going to be like thinking, dang, man, my whole life is full of lore and magic.
Exactly. It's all magical thing. Even if you're like talking to somebody and, you know, you're like, fingers crossed, that's a superstitious belief. Fingers crossed. That just something simple as that.
You're right.
So just think of how ingrained it is into our just daily interactions.
Knock on wood. That's another one that we decided not to talk about, but there's
I knock
history
on wood
about,
all the time.
I think it's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty interesting backstory for that one. So I'll let everybody look that up on their own. But
yeah.
I know that I do it. I do it. I'll just be like, knock on wood.
You know what I think? You know what's funny? What I think people do when they start talking, they say knock on wood. They actually knock on their head.
I do that too. If there's no table, I'll just like knock on my head.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. I've done that a million times.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. If there's actual no wood nearby, I'll just knock on my head. But the thing is, it's like
it's
if
so
you believe, right? But if you
ridiculous.
Believe, if you believe in this, right? Not. I'm just saying, if you have this superstitious belief,
okay,
and you have then associated it to being okay to knock on your head in place of actually knocking on wood, then it's okay. It doesn't matter if you actually are knocking on wood or not. But and that's then, again, it's just all psychological.
It really is. It's psychobabble. Because you don't get the other people where you're saying, okay, you know, you put in the context. You're saying, okay, well, hopefully this happens, you know, knock on wood, right? And they don't find any like wood around. So like looking left and right, like, I can't find any wood. All right.
Quick, knock on my head.
I hope this is wood. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, listeners, you can look these things up. I think they're freaking ridiculous. But now I'm about to embarrass myself because here goes the one that I actually do.
Yeah, I want to know some things that you've done or that you still do.
I still do this. And it's so stupid. The whole thing about not splitting the pole.
I do it too.
It is so stupid. I don't even know why I do that. I just know it's bad luck, but I don't know any origins. I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
So I decided to Google it and find out, okay, well, since we're talking about this, let's find out why the hell I do it. And
so the reason I do it, I don't know what the origins is, but the reason why I do it, like if I'm walking, it's when you're walking with someone.
Yeah, you're walking with someone.
Right, so maybe people don't know.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
When you're walking with somebody and there might be a pole, a telephone pole, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to split the pole between the two people.
Right.
So if you do split the pole, that's considered bad luck or it brings like distance between you two or something like that, correct?
Yeah. And that's what it is. And
that's
I heard that, you know, bad things can happen. So if you like split the pole when you're walking down the street, and this is how I start thinking.
Well, then a piano will come out of the
right,
side.
Exactly. You might get hit by a car or like something because you're walking outside, but
right.
I still do it inside. It's ridiculous. So you know what I do? And I still do this to this day. If I walking around something and one person's going this way, one person's that way, and people probably see me do this, and the pole gets split, I just turn around and
I
reverse
it. Oh my God, I do the same thing.
Oh,
that's
really?
So funny.
Oh
yes.
My God, I do.
Because
I was like,
sometimes
I don't want to,
I do it, and I don't want to make a big deal out of it or be like, hey, come back, you split the pole. So I just quietly reverse and go back around so as not to bring a lot of attention.
All right, so
I also say if I can't reverse it, I just say the magic words, peanut butter jelly.
What in the hell is that supposed to be verse? See,
don't
I've never
know.
Heard of that. So when I looked this up, I was like, "There's a reversal to this." So now I can, but the reversal was so ridiculous. I think I'd rather just turn around and not split the pole instead of saying peanut butter and jelly.
Well, read me what you found because I'm surprised you found stuff. I want to hear
this. Well, it's basically the same thing, but it's just bread and butter. Oh, now I get it. Now that we're talking about it. Okay, so this is the reason why you actually do it.
Yes, that does make sense.
Because peanut butter and jelly go together.
Together.
And bread and butter.
Look at us.
Yeah, we learned something. Oh, we learned.
All the lights are going off the top of your head. Like,
so now I'm like, oh, okay. So now it makes sense. All right.
Hamburger.
Right. What the hell? Cereal and milk.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
so so gosh. That's the reason why. So that's the most ridiculous. Okay. I'm not by myself. Okay. I do not split the poll. I do a little reversal and I just do it. And I don't tell the other person. I don't want to throw my ridiculousness onto somebody else. So if they split the poll, I just walk around it. I don't tell them.
You just go
around and you come this way.
Come back.
Left. Although I have done that.
I've been like, stop. I have done that in the past. Oh, I have said, stop. You split the poll. Come back. It depends on how comfortable I am with somebody, to be honest.
I've done this shit like less than a week ago. That's how ridiculous I am.
See? I'll tell you stuff I still do.
All right.
If I'm driving and I go through a yellow light, I will like kiss my hand and then hit the dash or hit the ceiling
I used to do that when I was in my early 20s.
I don't even know where this came from or what the heck it means, but...
We're weird people. Okay, so what's the origin of that? Did you find any origin?
No, I have no idea. I didn't even look it up. I have no idea. I'm just thinking, like, that's something I do.
Well, it's probably... I know exactly what it is.
Do you?
You're just thanking the Lord that you're not getting T-boned while you're breaking the law. That's basically what it is.
Okay, fair enough. I have actually been T-boned in that scenario before, so maybe that's what... But this is something that has come... You know, people have been doing this forever. I don't know where it actually started or whatever. We probably saw somebody else doing it.
Yeah,
and we started doing it.
Yeah, it's just good luck. And you do that, you know, I should do it over train tracks, too.
Yep. And you know what's funny? And you're going to really make fun of me for this. Because I'm so aware of germs and whatnot and not touching my face... Whereas back in the day, I would literally like put hand to mouth and kiss my hand. I don't do that anymore. I now just like blow a kiss in the air and then hit the thing. And because it's psychological, I have now said that that's okay. And that'll do.
Damn, COVID got motherfuckers even changing their
superstitions. Dude, this was before COVID. This is me with my germ stuff way before, because I've been dealing with what people are dealing with now for decades.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah. Get up. Come on. Get down with the sickness.
All right. So, okay. I don't do that anymore. That's so ridiculous. You know, I can't even throw stones here, right?
Because you can't.
I can't throw stones. Because I still do the ridiculous splitting a pole nonsense.
Well, you know what else I used to do all the time as a kid? I don't do it anymore because I just kind of just tried to get it out of my mind.
Okay.
But there was a time when I used to be so... concerned about driving past the cemetery that I would hold my breath the whole time.
I have only done that a handful of times because I heard that and I had no idea what that means. Probably something with the evil spirits
that are floating
around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God.
If you hold your breath, you're protected.
Well, there's some pretty big cemeteries out there, so good luck with that.
I know. I think there was one time where it was just like very, very, very long, like two, and I couldn't do it anymore. And at that point, I was like, you have a problem.
Yeah.
You need to address this. And then I did. So.
Yeah. Another one I used to do is back in my smoking days. And it was a very long time ago. You have that lucky. You turn over one of the cigarettes in there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So me I used too. To do that.
Way back in the day. Yep.
You know what's funny? I would always save that for the last, right?
Yes.
But if it's supposed to be a lucky cigarette, why would you always save that for the last? There were a couple occasions if I wanted good luck, I would smoke it because it's supposed to be a lucky cigarette.
Right. Well, I think you are supposed to give it to somebody else, too, at times. Like, you pass the luck to somebody else. That's something I remember, too. But
I never
you have
did
to
that.
Save it until the end because if you didn't have it in your pack, then it was bad luck, right?
Well, I just said that was just your lucky cigarette. You flip it over. And plus, it always used to get you out when someone wanted a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
You say, well, I don't really got it. I'm down to my lucky, dude.
Right, exactly.
And no way. And it's like, oh, you don't want to touch the lucky. Don't fuck with the lucky.
I know. Don't touch the lucky. And also, I don't know if you did this, but I definitely did this. I would turn the same lucky over, the same exact one in every pack.
Mine would be the front one. Mine would be the front middle. If you're looking,
mine was
if you're looking
the back row, the third from the left.
Oh my God, we're weird. We are weird people.
Know, that's see? It's just human nature. We just have this weird shit that we do.
I think all of us have OCD and some. You know, this superstition has probably something to do with OCD at the same time. Like a very, very
a
mild
bit.
Case of OCD. Yeah. Like a tiny, mild case of OCD.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip
you,
over this
you
one
and I
cigarette
might have a little
in the middle.
Mental illness.
Right. You definitely
might.
Mental. Oh man.
So I want to hear some more.
I don't know. We already talked about knock on wood, right? We got that one. I think that was kind of stupid, right?
Oh, I got one.
What?
Bananas on boats.
Okay.
I only learned about this one like 2 years ago when before COVID, because that was when I was still out and about, and I was actually on a boat with some friends, and we'd spend all this time out there, yeah. and I just nonchalantly pull out my banana to eat my banana as my snack.
Terrible.
And my friend whose boat it was like, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Get that thing. And, like, basically, like, smacked my hand to get out of my hand. And it, like, was in the water.
That's great.
Floating in the water. I was like, what is going on? Like, I had no idea. That was the first time I'd ever heard of bananas on boats being bad luck.
Well, I'm a boater. And I used to be a sailor, too. So I guess that's all boating, right? So I've been involved with boats, not a terrible long time. Let's just say maybe 10 years, right?
Okay.
And that is something that I learned when I first got into sailing. To sail with this guy's name was Trevor. This isn't going to be a long story. But anyway, it was one of those things. And I actually took a banana on there. He was like, no, the same thing. He was like, no, you can't do that. And I legit had to throw it in the water.
Right.
I threw it in the water. I was like, what the hell? That was like, but that was when I first started boating and all that kind of stuff. And then when I started driving my own boats, you know, when I was part of the boat club and all that kind of stuff, I would never bring bananas on the boat.
But did you know why?
Yes.
Or did you just kind of be like, oh, I heard this, so now I'm just going to keep doing this because it's what people do. They don't bring bananas on boats because it's bad luck.
No, well, since, you know, I was driving my own boats and all that, I did look it up. And there's some quote-unquote facts behind it. Well, one of the things was back in the day when they were sailing across from other areas, from different continents, right, and they had bananas on them. Bananas in those tropical climates, they had poisonous spiders.
Right.
Poisonous insects in general. So what would happen is you can get bit by a spider and then you could die. So it was bad luck to have bananas on boats because of the history of the things that would be inside the cargo that would have those kind of things. So that's the reason why.
And I always thought, without knowing any of this, that it was something stupid, like someone's going to slip on a banana peel on the deck and like fall in the water. Exactly.
You slip on a boat. You slip on a damn banana peel, hit your head on a damn boom or something like that, right, on the end or something, and some like cleat, and then like, oh, now you exactly. die from head injuries. Now that would be
exactly. See, and that all kind of makes me think of those movies, Final Destination, which also freaked me out, because if you remember, there's a scene in there where they're driving and Highway to Hell comes on the radio, and then all the logs come, and then they, yeah, I'm not going to go into detail all the bad things that happen to them, but I will say that just from that kind of stuff, like I end up giving myself, creating my own self superstitions. So if I'm driving,
oh my God,
and that song comes on, I have to change the channel.
Oh, my God. How old are you, woman?
I will not listen to Highway to Hell. As much as I love AC/DC, I will not listen to it while I'm in the car.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that movie, because I just saw the recent one that just came out a few months ago.
I have not. Is it good?
It is good. I actually like it. Because, you know, some of the stuff was just kind of like comedy, right? Some of it was comedy. It was a scary movie. Quote unquote scary is one of these things that, so watching all these deaths. So Final Destination did come out not that long ago, and it was actually good. And it's crazy because you're right. They would do one thing, and then all these almost impossible, implausible things were just happening.
Yeah.
Like something would get loose, it would drop, and then that would tick something up and take the gas off of something. And then you light a cigarette with that white lighter. And then
exactly. Exactly. And then someone turns around, slips on a banana peel.
Right. Exactly.
And then the two people split the pole.
Right. Exactly. And that's how Final Destination was. So there, if you want to watch it just for nostalgia and to see the deaths, because now it's all about the deaths, right? You want to see how these people are actually going to die, how ridiculous ways that they're going to die. So it's actually fun to watch. So look it up. I think it's on the Netflix.
Okay, good. Thanks. I definitely will, because I didn't realize there was a new one. I'll definitely check
that out.
Well, me
either. I was just looking around. I saw it. I was like, wow, another Final Destination. I was like, when did this come out? It was like 20. It wasn't. It was either recently or not that old. And I was like, oh, wow. They made another one of these things? Because that movie's like, what, 15 years old. It's got to be at least.
Yeah, I think it's like 20 maybe years 10. Old. No, but I think anyway. It's older. I don't know.
Really? It doesn't matter. But anyway, so... All right. So that was fun. That was fun going down memory lane.
Memory lane.
And also current lane, too, because I'm still splitting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. Who are we kidding?
I want to go on to one of our staples now.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready. Everybody loves these things. So we have to do this as any time that we can. We have to fill these in. We have promised our listeners, because, you know, the only reason why we're doing this podcast is for you.
For you.
We're doing it for you.
For you.
So
I think part of that, yes, is going down this avenue,
which is
Confession Corner.
I can't.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, yeah. So let's go through the disclaimer. Cue the disclaimer.
Confession Corner contains real-life confessions from real people. These are not paid actors. All confessions are read word for word the best we can. Opinions from the hosts of Air Candy Podcast regarding the confessions are straight up, and we don't give a damn about your feelings if you don't like what we think. Side effects from Confession Corner may include happiness, irritability, butthurtness, laughter, stomach cramps, guffaws, sadness, confusion, and occasional bubble guts. Consult your psychiatrist to see if Confession Corner is good for you. Confession Corner is a subsidiary of Air Candy Podcast. Holla at your boy.
All right, now we got that all taken care of. Hopefully you guys don't get too triggered. And if you guys get triggered, you don't want to listen to some of these confessions.
Right. But I'm so happy because these things keep rolling in. And we're just going to keep sprinkling them in here and there.
They just
and some are more risque than others. Some are more like than others. But, you know, some of them are cute. I don't care what you got. If you got some, send it to us. We love it.
Some of these things are, what do I say? The humdingers.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a humdinger.
All right. So I got one. I got one. And again, this is just picked out of our little grab bag. We just pick these listeners. We just pick ones that we just think are going to be good. We always pick one humdinger and one like friendly one or fun one just because. And funny. I mean, they're all funny. There's some serious ones. But this one is this one's kind of a humdinger. It's kind of hilarious because this kind of hits me close to home too, which is kind of funny.
Oh Lord, I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead.
You know this story, but anyway, you don't know this confession, but all right. So here goes this one. This one is called So Embarrassing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I just had a really embarrassing moment. I was at the gym and I was using the machine where you push the weighted board with your feet to exercise your legs.
Oh, Jesus.
Here
going.
We go. While I was doing it, this really good looking guy came over and asked if he could use the machine next to me, social distancing and all that. I said I was fine. I said it was fine with me, and he smiled at me. Then about a minute later, when I pushed up the weight on my legs, I accidentally let out a huge loud fart.
God. Oh, no.
I was so embarrassed. I know the guy heard it, even though he didn't say anything to bring attention to it. It would have been impossible not to hear it, and he was wearing headphones. The end.
Oh man. And in the gym it probably like the sound reverberated through the whole empty
right, especially if you're like one of those like gold gyms or maybe like a Planet Fitness that has like the high ceilings. You go
I feel really bad for this chick, dude.
Man, okay, well, you know what, chick,
you said that you did this.
I don't want to get into it.
You said I knew. You said I knew this story? I don't know this story.
I think
story.
I told you. Maybe not. It didn't happen to me, but I was there. So.
Okay.
So, you want me to go into it?
You can tell me.
All right. So.
You don't have to, if it's somebody you know, you don't want to call them out, then don't say their name.
Oh, I'm going to call him out. His name is Sid Billups.
Oh, no.
I will call him out. And Sid, if you're listening to this, you will remember this. So, something similar to this happened, right? So,
meaning. Oh, no.
We're at the gym.
Something similar.
Something similar, right? So me and him are working out. So we're working out, and we're just doing like abs and stuff, right? So you go in the machine where it starts off. You're twisted in one position, and you yeah, just go like that, right? Right. So we're
left to right.
Yeah, we're just going left to right. We're just working in, right? So there's one guy. He's in a machine. I forgot the machine. It could have been like some lay down machine where you're doing a leg lift or something like that, right? So this guy's like not that far. Like I'm talking like probably under 5 feet away from us, right?
Okay.
So we're going. So I go, he goes, right? So he's doing it right. And so he goes, all right, like, all right, one. So this is like our third like round of this probably. So we're up in the weight, right? So he's like, so we're like counting it out. You know, we're counting out. All right, wait, one, two, three.
God.
And so when he does that, he lets out the fart and then he just stops.
Frozen in time.
He's frozen in time. I'm just sitting there, I was looking at him.
And then his eyes get big.
We just look at each other and he's still like in the position, like he's still like holding it, right?
Locking eyes.
Right. And then he just goes back slowly to the regular position. And his ass was like facing right towards the other dude. And I was like, man, this dude must have smelled this shit.
Oh no. It's,
like, it's just so funny because we're like, count it's like, 5, 6. I don't know what I said. I probably said something like, man, you nasty motherfucker.
You saying that you're just as nasty, but if someone does it, you're like, you nasty.
So oh anyway, so thank you for sending this in, listener, because this happens to us all. And you know what? The guy probably heard it, but you're probably pretty cute anyway. So it's like, you know, if I just play it off and I like it's all cool and all that, maybe I'll get a chance to maybe talk to her some next time. And then, you know, we can just be doing squats and farting together. So it might be a good thing. Or he might be like, look, I'm not going anywhere near this girl. She'd be lifting too much weight.
Yeah, maybe.
She'd be straining herself. So, yeah, so that was our humdinger. That was hilarious, actually. So, Sid, I love your brother. If you want to curse me later on, go right ahead. I want to hear about it. Add it in Candy Club for pulling your card. I love it.
Yeah, you can call him out, please.
Oh, trust me. I've done so many embarrassing things in my life. People have stories about me. They can have a whole podcast about Seth's life and how many times he's embarrassed himself in front of people. Yeah. A whole podcast. Weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so good. All right, so that's one. We got one more to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do this one?
Sure, I will read this one.
All right. You see, you always make me do the humdingers. You're always so, like, scared.
I'm not scared. I feel like, I mean, who
you think
knows
I narrate
what this
better?
One, who knows what this one may turn out to be?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you said some pretty messed up ones, too. But sometimes
yes, I have.
I get the ones that are just like, what the hell? I think you make
me
do it because
you
probably get
more.
I think
I throw you the ones that have to do with like poops and farts.
Exactly. You just get too embarrassed. You can't read these crazy ones. You can't read some of these humdingers.
Anything that has to do with panties. I'm like, Seth can deal with that.
I'm not talking about that. That is all you, bro. Oh, that sounds like you 100%. All right. So what do you got? Read another one. We got another good one.
Yes. So this one is called A Teenage Nightmare.
A Teenage Nightmare.
A Teenage Nightmare. Exactly.
Don't scare me again.
Don't scare me again.
All right. All right. All right. Read it, baby.
When I was a teenager, I'm pretty sure my dad heard me moaning during sex. So, one day, my dad told me he was going to be out for about an hour. Me and my boyfriend decided to have sexy time whilst he was out. My bedroom was on the top floor of the house, furthest away from the front door. We had music playing, probably Jodeci or something cliche like that, so there was no way I would have heard him come in. Anyway, we were doing our thing, and we finished and everything, and then I heard moving about downstairs. I popped up and looked outside my window, and my dad's car was back. Eek! I started to panic because I had no idea how long he'd been back for. Look, we were really, really loud. So I knew my dad must have heard something. Because of this, I had to think of another reason as to what those noises were, so I came up with what I thought was a genius plan. We quickly got dressed, and I started to pretend to be wailing and crying and mid-panic attack after hurting my ankle, air quotes, hurting my ankle, to make it seem like we weren't having loud sex.
Oh my God.
I even went to the extent of bashing my ankle with a metal bottle in order to make it look hurt.
Oh my God, the lengths.
Anyway, my dad came up after a while of this show and asked if I was okay. I explained my fake story while still wailing and crying, and I think he may have bought it. I definitely put my acting skills to work that afternoon. Although, as an adult now with children of my own, there's really not much they can get past me, so there's a chance he did know I was faking and just pretended not to know I had been having sex. I'd say it's about 50-50. It does still haunt me from time to time, and for a long time, I couldn't even look him in the eyes. Eh, what are you gonna do? The end. Finn.
Okay, so...
And I have to say real quick, I'm not going to call anybody out like you, but we do have a mutual friend that has had something similar happen, and that's all I'm going to say. And if this person wants to send a confession in, they can.
Okay, okay. I don't mind calling people. I mean, look, it's just a fart in the gym. It happens all the freaking time.
It's just a fart in the gym.
It happens, whatever. Blah, blah, it's whatever. I've never been to yoga, but I imagine just probably farts all over that joint.
That's true. I have heard the, yes, women doing that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it probably comes out of both areas. Let's just leave that alone. Okay. So let's talk about this writer here. Yeah. So it's actually pretty good. You went along with this. You actually, as long as you committed, you know, you went full retard on it. So that's nice. Right. You went full retard. You got to commit to the lie. And more than likely, he knew what was going on.
Yeah. That's and just awkward. Said,
yeah. That's super awkward. But big up to your dad, because look, if that was in my house, first of all, I can't even say if. There's no way that was ever going to happen in my house when I was growing up. There's none of this boyfriend,
bye,
girlfriend coming over. Yeah, leave you guys alone and blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, I've been in houses where you can be dating someone and then you are upstairs in the room, but none of this, we're going to hook up while my parents are downstairs. I'm not playing that game. So big up to your pops, man. Pops is probably cool. Like, all right, well, she's having sex now. You know, the guy's, he's a nice guy. So, you know, I'll let him clap a couple times. Just make sure he don't disrespect her.
Oh, God. It just the whole thing seems pretty awkward because I can't imagine sounds being awkward. The parent and hearing and just being like, oh, no. Especially as a dad for a daughter, I don't know. And I never had a relationship with a father figure like that. So I don't know, but I can imagine that it would be really awkward and uncomfortable.
I would be feeling, you know, if I was a dad, I'd probably just leave. I'm like, you know what? I'm not hearing this right now.
Like, la, 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 la.
I'm not here. I'm just going to go out. I'm going to go to the store and I'm gonna buy me a 40 or something. And I'll come back and hopefully this shit's over because I can't handle this right now in my life. That's how I would be if I was. Or I would say, what y'all doing up there? What y'all doing up there?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Downstairs. Put your clothes on.
Bring your ass downstairs.
Bring your ass out there. I told you. No boys in the house. And now I hear all this banging and stuff going on. What's going on up there? Nothing, Daddy. Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like he set her up anyway because he's like, okay, daughter, I'll be leaving for 1 hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, pretty much setting them up to do what they're going to do.
Well, I can appreciate someone sharing this because, you know what, we all had parents or at least people that we looked up to, you know, didn't have to be biological, right? And you always wanted to not get in trouble. So we've all done these things. So this hits home on a lot of different things because you just don't want to get in trouble. So you will go through lengths. And you know what's funny? A lot of these confessions that come in that we read are surrounding things like this. You go through great lengths just not to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like the one that you told or I told, I can't remember. It was a couple episodes ago where the person broke the glass table and did all this and played it all so they wouldn't get in trouble. You know, just crazy stuff like that. She just admitted it and it just is what it is. So,
yeah. Anyway. I do have a question for you, though.
What's up?
Have you ever heard somebody having sex that you didn't want to be hearing having sex?
Let me think. I don't think so.
Really?
No.
You're so lucky.
I don't think I've ever, because I've always been like, damn, man, he's lucky. I'm like, I'm over here, out here just watching TV, and he over there smashing. It's messed up.
Well, I have definitely
I've not
heard
in that situation.
Some things that I really, really, really wish I had not heard. I've heard a lot of no-no macaroni time that I just cannot erase from my head, and I'm like, oh, no.
Nah, I've been in some, we don't need to go there, but I've been in some awkward sex situations and the person not having sex and I'm just like looking not looking listening and like yeah, so it's nothing to me. It's never been anything like, oh, I don't want to hear this stuff. Nah,
it just depends on the person is my point. Like there's some people like yeah, whatever, they're doing it, but there's certain people in your life is my point that you don't want to hear things from.
I mean, let's just call it out, like your parents or your grandparents.
Yeah, certain family members.
Yeah,
exactly.
Certain friends. Like I don't want it. No, I'd throw myself out of a window probably. Just so I don't have to hear the noise again.
Exactly.
No more macaroni sounds. Just toss myself out the window.
I'll hurl your body
right inside
through the glass.
I'll let myself out. Don't mind me, guys. I'll go ahead and let myself out through the window.
That's good.
All right. So that's a good ending to this one. This is a good one. Yes. Superstitions. Now I'm going to go out and try to find myself a little lucky rabbit's foot and see if I can find a nice little talisman. I might mail you one too, baby.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just a.
And we can always go to Crystal Fox and find lots of talismans to choose from.
I'm sure there's plenty in there.
And when we open up our hip hop apothecary, we'll have a little area. That'll sell talismans.
That's awesome. All right, so you got any shout-outs?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Me first. All right, so I'm going to give a shout-out to the Chesapeake Podcast Network, or CPN for short. They actually made us a featured podcast on their website. So Chesapeake Podcast Network, it is a website and a Facebook that you can go to. And then if you're looking for local in the DMV area, local podcasts that you want to check out, then you go to that website. So it's a source to see who was all out there. And they actually put us on the front page as a featured podcast. So big up to the Chesapeake Podcast Network. Appreciate y'all. I really do.
Yes. Thank you very much.
What about you? You got any shout outs?
I have one shout out. I'm shouting out Stevie Wonder. What? Just to bring everything full circle today. For his very superstitious. Because you know what? He gave the best advice when it comes down to all of this.
Okay.
When you believe in the things that you don't understand, then we suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
There you go, girl. You're right. Now, I wonder what he would say about the farts in the gym.
He'd say, when you believe... He would say, wash your face and hands.
You a nasty bitch. Wash your dirty jaws. All right, so that brings us to the end of our podcast. So, you know, we have to do at the end of our podcast every single time, baby. Bring us home.
So thank you guys so much for listening and spending time with us today. Please don't forget to subscribe to our show so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you're feeling generous, please consider supporting the show on buymeacoffee.com. If you have a question, comment, or episode idea, or if you just want to drop us a line to say hello, you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Air Candy Podcast, or send an email to aircandypodcast@gmail.com. So hit us up, because we want to connect with you. And until next time...
Peace. I think that Bama can see.
he's just fronting.
The whole time. The whole front. He was just really trying to get into the music industry. He said, you know, I just gotta commit to this the rest of my life.
Terrible.
Oh, man. I mean, he already committed to those dreads for way That's longer true. Than they needed to be. He done committed those things.
Yeah, they start in the back of the occipital ridge at this point.
Right. Them joints. Right. He made Coolio look like buckwheat. How that ain't right. But I'm saying, because Coolio been trying to hold on to those two little dookie braids in the front of his stuff for about 20 years, too. Good night. And then Stevie, he got his dreads starting at the back of his neck.
Exactly. But we love him. He's amazing.
We love him too. I know. Whether I don't care if he can see or not. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, he still puts out good music.
Yes.
Very superstitious. I gotta play that song now. Right.
Do it.
Right behind him. Highway to hell. So all right. Anyway. All right.
Guess
let's go
what?
Home.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so another podcast is in the bizooks.
In the books.
All right, that was relatively harmless.
Yeah. Okay, good job, Wiener.
You're right, yeah. Good job, Wiener. Good job, Wiener.
Never believe it's not so. That's that.